Now to the woman who preceded Hillary Clinton as America's top diplomat. Condoleezza Rice has returned to Stanford University after a 10-year absence. The former Secretary of State is taking up the relatively quiet life of a scholar at the Hoover Institution think tank. KQED's Scott Schaefer visited Stanford to see what kind of reception she's getting.
When Condoleezza Rice left Stanford a decade ago, she was running the place. She was the youngest provost in the university's history, and she steered the institution through a fiscal crisis with painful spending cuts. That episode may seem almost quaint to her now, after two controversial terms in the Bush administration.
8 years is a very long time, and we had eight very consequential, tumultuous years, and it was definitely time to go. It's nice to get up and read the newspaper and not think you have to do anything about what's in it.
Few, if any, of the students walking, skateboarding, and biking around campus these days were even here when Rice left to work for then-Governor George W. Bush. That doesn't mean people are indifferent about her return. Outside a university food court, campus pastor Lindsay Holly recalled some of the more controversial issues of the Bush presidency and Rice's role in them.
I think some of the decisions that she made, particularly concerning the way people were treated in Guantanamo Bay, could even be considered war crimes. And there hasn't really been any, I guess, public call for her to take responsibility for those things.
Like much of California, Stanford leans to the left politically. In fact, voters in the precincts located on campus favored Barack Obama over John McCain by more than 7-1. But after living in the cauldron of Washington politics, the world of ideas and critical thinking may seem like a respite to Rice.
This is a university. If you can't have a good debate or a good argument in a university, where can you have a good debate or a good argument? And look, they were controversial decisions, and they were tough decisions.
Rice is joining another former Secretary of State here, George Shultz, who served under President Reagan.
I'm delighted to have her back. I've missed her.
Shultz is now 88 years old, and he predicts Rice's presence here will stimulate lively discussion.
She'll be challenged, but so will I be challenged, because sometimes you know more than they do if you've been in the heat of it.
Secretary Rice says she's ready for a spirited debate within limits.
I don't believe in confrontation. That seems to me outside civil discourse, and we all ought to find a way to be civil to one another.
That may take some restraint from Stanford history professor Barton Bernstein, an outspoken critic of the Iraq War. Bernstein says he has contempt for some Bush administration policies that Condoleezza Rice helped implement.
I feel it incumbent upon me morally to indicate my great dismay and thorough disapproval of the administration in foreign policy and what we believe to be her important role in those crucial decisions.
And yet, by and large, there is a civility, even enthusiasm, for Rice's return in places you might not expect, like among the Stanford Democrats' political organization. Club President Ashwin Maldalyar and the group's political director, Elizabeth Diano, are both eager to have Secretary Rice back on campus with conditions.
Well, I certainly don't think we should be greeting her with flowers and chocolate, but at the same time, I don't think protest is completely necessary. Professor Rice has done a lot for this university, and you know, we should give her due respect for that.
Well, I think we should greet her with a big old invitation signed by every student on campus to have a three-night speaker series where she can talk about her role specifically in the Iraq War, her experience more generally in the administration, and perhaps what she feels like she gained from that experience that will help her to be even better moving forward.
Rice won't be teaching right away, but she plans to hold seminars and after-dinner talks in student dorms and write several books. In the meantime, Condoleezza Rice is likely to be seen on campus at Stanford basketball games, or maybe playing a round of golf with her old friend George Shultz, as she replaces the pressure cooker of international diplomacy with leisurely reflection on the very turbulent 8 years of the Bush administration. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.